Now, there's reports of climate change and non-local species introduced to Antarctica, creating a little bit of havoc for the ecosystem there. How will it cope? How do ecosystems work? This morning, I'm joined by Professor Grant Hose from the Department of Biological Sciences at Macquarie University to give us a little bit more of an insight. Grant, how's it going? Thanks for joining the show.
Oh, g'day, Jared. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you, mate. So I guess first off, what's going on in the Antarctic?
Well, as we all know, climates around the globe are changing. Things are getting a little bit warmer. And as that happens, the ability of the critters that have lived there for thousands of years, their ability to cope with those conditions, they're starting to change.
Sure.
Where it used to be perfect for them, now it's not quite right. And that gives other species and other organisms the opportunity to come in and muscle in, if you like, and become established where they weren't living there before.
Sure. So the number that we see often in the news, or we saw it at COP26 a lot and such, it's correct me if I'm wrong, it's 1.3, 1.7, something like that in terms of Celsius increase lately in average global temperatures. Does this relatively small change, as far as like we can feel it maybe here in a place like Australia, does it have more significant effects in somewhere where the climate is as it is in Antarctica, quite cold? Does that increase in just a degree?
That's right. Yeah. Look, in any environment, those kind of small changes can affect the organisms that are living there. We see we're already seeing changes in the distribution of species in Australia. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, a really extreme environment like Antarctica, some of those effects are magnified. So small changes make a big difference.
Sure.
You know, when we talk about climate change, you know, a change in 1 degree, if it's 1 degree warmer tomorrow than it is today, we don't notice that.
Yeah.
But we talk about these average conditions, but really that what's driving environmental change due to climate is the extremes. So when we talk about 1 degree average, that average is shifting because, you know, the hot days are getting hotter, and it's those extreme days that are probably more important.
Sure.
In terms of the organisms that are living there than that 1 degree shift, for example. But that said, even those average changes have important effects.
Sure. Is it similar to, I suppose, well, yeah, again, you say like this small minute change, it's only a degree or whatever it is, but over the course of years and years and years, because if you take a block of ice out of the freezer and you put it in a fridge at 1 degree Celsius, eventually that block of ice will melt, correct?
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. Yep.
Right, okay. So what is we all know the idea about ecosystems, about how they're in a harmonious balance and such. What exactly happens if one species then goes extinct? Because if you're in the house, if there's mozzies everywhere in your house or something, and you kill all the mozzies, the house doesn't turn into disarray. So how does this differ in an ecosystem?
Well, you can think of an ecosystem a little bit like your car.
Right.
In some parts, your car are absolutely critical. And if they were to not start, you know, stop working, your whole car would stop.
Right.
There are other parts of your car that, you know, probably not that critical if they're not working 100%. Your car will still run, but eventually, you know, it's going to conk out because it's not working to its best ability. And also, you can think that there are also organisms in the environment that are a bit like your windscreen wipers. Most of the time, you're not using them very much, but when you do need them, they're absolutely critical. And if they're not working, then your car's not going.
Gotcha.
So we can think about the ecosystem as really a functioning machine. There are some parts that are, you know, we call them either keystone species or apex predators that have an absolutely critical role in keeping things going.
Sure.
You know, you can think of elephants in Africa or, you know, great white sharks as a key predator in the marine environment. They have a really important role to play in keeping everything in order.
Gotcha.
Other species down the food chain individually don't have such a critical effect, but collectively they all do. But everything has its place. And if we start changing any one part of the functioning machine, then things can start to go awry.
Right. So one of these changes to the functioning machine, as you've just said then, is this introduction to of other species, of non-native or non-local species. Just before I let you go, do you want to tell us a couple of examples of that? Because what's being introduced to the Arctic, to Antarctica, where it's so cold?
Well, this is it. When we change the environmental conditions, things that couldn't live there before can now start you know, getting a foothold in those environments. And there have been examples of insects, Calambula coming in. And I've got to give it credit to, I know the Australian Antarctic Division are absolutely thorough in their biosecurity, mm-hmm. and the steps that you have to go through as an expeditioner down to Antarctica, very, very thorough. All your clothes and everything is cleaned and screened to make sure we're not translocating any species down there. But there are a number of examples of everything from, you know, bacteria, fungi, insects, plant seeds are all examples of things that we can take as people going down to the Antarctic continent that can become established there and change the environment. I mean, we know, most Australians will know examples of cane toads, of other really invasive species that have devastated, you know, parts of Australia and continue to do so. That's what we've got to stop happening in Antarctica and anywhere for that matter.
Great. Well, fingers crossed we might be able to make some pretty immediate changes. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Grant. I appreciate your time. Thanks for your insight.
Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.